Spirit and the church cry out, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." Our three Advent devotions this year will all be built around Paul Gerhardt's hymn, "O Lord, how shall I meet you?" Focusing this afternoon on the first verse, "O Lord, how shall I meet you? How welcome you aright. Your people long to greet you, my hope, my heart's delight. O Jesus, let your word be a lamp to light my way, to show me how to please you, to guide me every day." It gets so dark so early at this time of the year. It seems that the shorter the days get, the harder it is to fit everything into a day that you would like to do. If you have the chance to get home early from work to accomplish something that needs daylight, or maybe it is even a tail end of a work day for you, sometimes seeing the sun heading off towards the horizon can make it almost feel like the race is on. Got to get it done. Beat the clock before darkness falls, and you just have to stop working. Unless, of course, you have an industrial strength work light, maybe one of those on the stand with the two halogen lamps that light up whatever you're working on as if it was a surgical suite. Then you can get your work done. Light plays such a huge role in our lives and in our accomplishing things in life. We recognize how difficult it can be when we don't have the appropriate light to do what we must do. Whether it's reading or other fine work, small work that must be done carefully, or whether it is bigger projects, things that if you try to do them, you may injure yourself or someone else, or do the bigger project long-term damage if you don't have the proper light to get it accomplished. You and I feel at times at this time of the year that we're almost running a race against time, don't we? This season that has so many earmarks along the way of what needs to be done by a certain time, and certainly by the big day, the 25th of December, having things that are accomplished so that others won't think us slackers or thoughtless. And that pressure that the season brings at times distracts us from the themes that those who have come before us in Christianity have determined should be our focus at this time of the year. Focusing on Jesus coming in the manger, preparing our hearts to acknowledge again in word and song and in worship and offering the Savior God, our brother Jesus Christ, taking on our human flesh and living among us to be our substitute, that is absolutely worthy of our preparation. But it's intentional that that's a distance off yet as we progress into Advent. For those who have set the tone for our Christian church year have determined that it's of equal importance that we consider preparing ourselves during this time for Christ's second return, his return in judgment, his return to end time, and eliminate darkness completely, to invite us into a new existence where light will be our constant companion, because it is the light of God's very presence that we will experience forever, enjoy. We also acknowledge in the comings of Christ of Advent the reality that he also comes to us in word and in sacrament. And that is the focus of our first session together today from the hymn. That simple reality that it is a profound prayer that we ask in that first verse of the hymn. "Lord, let your word be the lamp that lights my way." It's an echo almost, not word for word, but certainly in essence and concept of the first verse of the psalm that is our text of devotion that we'll read in a moment. "Lord, Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light for my path. You and I struggle so with temptation. We recognize that as the honesty of God's word speaks about the darkness of misbelief and unbelief and sin and rebellion against God that exists in our world, it's not something we have to search for out beyond us. We know all too well that the search can begin and find plenty of evidence in our very own hearts and minds and lives. The light of the word, as we train its glare in honesty of who we are and how God sees us, is a vital element of Advent preparation, an acknowledgement that we need to hear what God has to say to us. We need his correction, his reproof, his call to repentance, his measurement of our lives, his accounting of our words and attitudes and thoughts, so that we might be certain, very certain, scripturally certain, that the day will never come that we will grow beyond the need of God's word to guide us, to illuminate who we are and the direction we must travel. The season of Advent all but begs us to see the journey that we're on, that as we stand here in this moment in time, the journey forward extends to that moment when we will see Christ face to face in all of his glory. That we will stand for our moment of judgment before God to determine where we will spend eternity, confident in what the scriptures tell us. We recognize that we've been supplied everything we need in our brother Jesus, a righteousness, a perfection, won for him by his answering God's demand of perfection that we would always fail to answer. And so as we prepare for that day, as we look out toward that distant, eternal, perfect future, it feels at times that the distance is far and long and the way is dark and almost uncertain. At times it doesn't feel any different than if we were soon to be embarking on a 1,000 or 2,000 mile journey. And while the mode of travel may be modern and maybe even speedy, anytime you begin a trip of that length, the first steps, the first miles, the first moments, and maybe even hours, raise that uncertainty, that desire to know for certain that you will get to your destination on time, safe and sound and ready to enjoy whatever it is you're pursuing at the destination. In essence, that's what we acknowledge today in this hymn verse. We need the word to do for us, to illuminate the path before us, to show us how to live our lives in a way that pleases our Creator, our Savior God, in a way that demonstrates to him day by day, thought by thought, word by word, action by action, that he is in our minds and on our hearts and a very real focus of all our effort as we think on all he has done for us and focus our thanksgiving, our praise, our love in honor of all that he has done for us. It's a way of telling the world around us that this journey is real and we're happy to be on it and we cannot wait to arrive at that destination. But along the way, we have all we need in the Word itself to guide us, to grow us, to nurture us, to quiet us, to free us from guilt. In every way, this word opens our minds, our hearts, to see all that God would have us know about Him. Whether you see it as a flashlight pointed down at the ground right in front of you, so that you might take that very next step in an uncertain place, the lamp of the verse, or whether you see the word in this moment in your life, 300 feet off the ground on a huge standard by one of those big circular off-ramps on the interstate that sends light out for miles in each direction, showing you where you must travel in life, helping you set your priorities and your goals in a godly way. The light of the verse about to be read. God's word works either way. It is up to the tasks of our need of it every day in every circumstance. The simple reality is we must open it. We must read it. The verses we're about to read from the Psalm do not present a brief, shallow, only half-listening response to God speaking, but rather a deep dive into the truths, into the realities, into the promises, into the certainties of all that the Word tells us, how it speaks us righteous, connects us to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and so makes certain our eternal life in heaven. As we prepare ourselves to once again acknowledge what it means that God has become one of us and has promised us everything, everything our hearts desire, everything our bodies, souls, and minds need in a perfect new reality that He has made possible through His living and dying and rising. We have every motivation, every reason to see God's Word day by day as a source of light, of guidance, of enlightenment in regard to our world and our relationships and our priorities, and ultimately, a light that shines eternal truth that answers the greatest and deepest questions of our minds and our hearts and our lives. As the psalmist reminds us again, only God's word can do. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Let your word be a lamp to light my way. Amen.